WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic and chill. Ever feel like you're just riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're down in the dumps. You know that feeling when anger boils over or sadness hits you out of nowhere? Trust me, I get it. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these emotional rapids with grace and composure? That's exactly what we're diving into today, emotional awareness. Understanding your emotions. Because let's be real, in this crazy world, sometimes the only thing more chaotic than our to-do list is our inner world. Learning to understand and manage your emotions isn't just about feeling good. It's about becoming a master of your own shit, steering towards clarity, peace, and well-being. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unlock the secrets to emotional mastery. First off, realize that your emotions are not your enemies. They're messengers, sending signals about what matters to you, what's going on in your life, and how you're truly feeling. Think of it like this. Emotions are like weather patterns. Sometimes they're sunny and bright, other times they're stormy and intense. But instead of fearing the storm, wouldn't it be awesome to learn how to predict it, prepare for it, and even ride the waves with confidence? That's what emotional awareness is all about. Number one, observe your emotions without judgment. Yeah, I know, easier said than done. But when anger flares up, sadness hits hard, or excitement surges through you, try not to label them as good or bad. Just acknowledge their presence, like a cool observer saying, hey, there's some anger bubbling here. Oh wow, that feels really joyful. Number two, pay attention to your physical sensations. Emotions aren't just mental experiences, they have a physical impact too. A racing heart, clenched fists, butterflies in your stomach, these are all clues about what you're feeling. Learning to recognize these physical cues can help you become more attuned to your emotional state. Number three, identify the triggers that set off your emotional responses. What situations, people, or thoughts tend to send your emotions into overdrive? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them effectively. Number four, practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. When you're mindful, you're more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without getting swept away by them. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional rollercoaster ride, giving yourself space to breathe and make conscious choices. And finally, remember that emotional mastery is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel totally in control, and there will be days when your emotions feel overwhelming. But the key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. Okay, picture this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your heart starts racing, you feel frustration bubbling up, and your palms get sweaty. Now, instead of letting anger take over and ruining your day, what if you took a deep breath, acknowledged the feeling, and said something like, hey, I'm feeling some stress right now because I'm running late, but I can choose to focus on finding calm solutions instead of getting caught up in frustration. See? Emotional awareness gives you the power to choose how you respond, even in challenging situations. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. Understanding your emotions is like having a superpower. It allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, clarity, and resilience. Embrace the journey of self-discovery, practice mindfulness, and celebrate your progress along the way. Stay tuned for more episodes on The Balanced Stoic, where we explore the fascinating world of Stoicism and its practical applications for modern living. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little emotional guidance. Until next time, keep it balanced and stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.